This episode is made possible by Walmart Connect. Are you looking to take your media strategy to the next level and make an impact with millions of customers? Walmart Connect harnesses the massive reach of America's number one retailer. They can help you connect more meaningfully with Walmart's 139 million weekly online and in-store customers to find the right audience for your message. They use Walmart's proprietary customer purchase data to help you precisely target even niche audiences at scale. Visit walmartconnect.com today to see how they can help you find the customers you want at the scale you need.
Spotify is similar to TikTok in that it's one of those platforms that ranks in the middle of the pack among the whole population, but its users love it. So you're like 16 minutes a day among the whole population, but among users up to 51. And that's a TikTok style data point.
Hey gang, it's Thursday, April 4th. Ethan, Oscar, and listeners, welcome to the Behind the Numbers Daily and eMarketer podcast made possible by Walmart Connect. I'm Marcus, and I'm joined by two people. Let's meet them. We start with our principal forecasting writer based in New York City. It's Ethan Kramer Flood.
Marcus, I am spending time with you as we talk about time spent.
We're cutting that out. We're good. We're also joined by Oscar Roscoe, who is one of our senior directors of forecasting, also based in the New York City.
Hello, Marcus. Hello, listeners. I don't know how I can follow up on that one, but I'm excited
it's
to talk.
It's a low bar, mate.
Followed by...
Just say hi. Fact of the day, we have for you the most expensive book ever bought. The most expensive book ever was Codex Lester by Leonardo da Vinci. The book... Essentially, it's Leonardo da Vinci's science diary, created in 1510. It contains his drawings, theories, and observations on things like the movement of water, the luminosity of the moon, and why fossils of sea creatures can be found on mountains. So there's a lot in there. The book sold for a record $31 million in 1994 when Bill Gates bought it. That'd be $55 million in today's money.
Do we know if he still owns it?
Good question. He better.
Well, Da Vinci, you know, Da Vinci wrote a lot of bangers.
He did, but that one has some weird themes there. He had too much time on his hands, I think. How water flows.
Yeah. It's too much time on his hands. It's too much for a book, though. I was looking at a book the other day for like $30, and I was like, not on my watch. No. Anyway, today's real topic, how time spent with media is changing. In today's episode, first in the lead, we'll cover time spent with media. No, in other news today. For today's episode, it's going to be a Shark Tank style episode. We've just updated our time spent with media numbers. And so I asked Oscar, who worked on the numbers, and Ethan, who is writing about them, to pick their top three most interesting time spent stats. They will now take it in turns to try and convince me and you, the audience, that they are the most interesting stats and more interesting than their opponents' ones. I will award a score out of 10. After each go, three rounds, because they got three each, most points wins. Let's play. So, Ethan, you're up first. We've got 45 seconds on the clock for your pitch. Most interesting stat number one.
I'm going to start with TV. This year, we actually had an upward revision to our time spent with television estimates. Can't remember the last time that ever happened. It turns out that many cohorts in the U.S. among adults are retreating from television somewhat slower, at least slower than we thought they would, slower than they have been in the past. So time spent with TV this year will still be roughly 3 hours among adults, which only represents a 7-minute decline off of last year. Time spent with TV by active television viewers is still over 4 hours this year, only losing a few minutes off of last year's figures. Those figures are still declines. You know, no crazy news here, but the declines are relatively low compared to what we're used to. And that stood out. And so we did feature it in the report.
So what's your stat?
My stat is that adults will spend 2 hours and 55 minutes with television this year, which is higher than we thought it was going to be.
I love it.
Yeah, that is pretty high. I was just looking at the numbers by generation, which is just, I mean, in terms of like talk about discrepancy between the two, boomers just under 5 hours, Gen Z about an hour. But you're right. I mean, just looking at time going down, it's like a couple of minutes per year, but not nearly as precipitous a drop as you would have expected. So that's a good one. I mean, it's like a...
It's absolutely a generational story, right? So yeah. This is the sort of the new information that came to light that caused us to reassess was specifically because older cohorts and middle-aged cohorts are the ones that are not leaving TV nearly as fast as they used to, whereas the younger cohorts are probably never there to begin with. But, you know, if like a huge chunk of the population is over age 45 or even over age 35, and they are only failing on TV slowly now. Now, you know, we should also mention that part of the reason is because so many people have already cut the cord. So many people are already at zero. But the people that are still sticking around are sticking around.
Mm-hmm. And Ethan, you mentioned in the report, you also mentioned the year-over-year declines, minutes. We're talking about minutes here. I think if I remember correctly, 10, 15 years ago, 15, 20 minutes per year, right? So that's really slowed down now.
Right. At this rate, it's going to take a long time for traditional TV to actually die out the way it's been predicted to for the last 10 or 15 years.
All right. I'm changing the format mid-episode. We're scrapping Shark Tank style and we're going dunk contest. Yes. So three dunks.
NBA Jam.
Ethan's first dunk. I've given it a 4.
I like it.
Yeah, 4 out of 10. It's okay. You know, it's like a dunk that you've seen in previous years. It's nothing, one that maybe you could do in a game, perhaps. But yeah, 4 out of 10, because that is kind of surprising. And yeah, the generational story is...
And we have one judge.
Yeah, just that's all you need. Okay, here. Thank you.
Okay. All right.
But no, it's a good start. It is an interesting story. And yeah, you would have thought that no one watched cable TV. Not true. 40% of households still have it. You would have thought no one watched TV anymore. Not true. Just under 3 hours, what you're saying, Ethan?
3 hours for the whole population, 4 hours right. Among people that still watch.
Okay, okay. Very nice. Oscar, your first dunk.
Very interesting one. Well, my first one will be sort of in line with what Ethan was talking about here, because it does pull in a little bit of the TV time spent numbers, but also TikTok. When we look across linear TV time, only for the 18 to 24-year-olds, or what we call adult Gen Zers. So looking at linear time that they spend versus the time they spend on TikTok. And now a caveat, we're talking about the whole cohort's population, right? So it would include those who use TikTok or watch TV and those who might not, but it allows us to compare more closely. So when we look at those, as of last year, time on TikTok is 4 minutes higher than the time they spend watching linear TV. So that's 57 minutes on TikTok, 53 minutes on TV. So in 2022, TV time was still higher. But as of last year, it is now TikTok in the lead, and the gap jumps to 10 minutes this year. 59 minutes on TikTok to 49 on TV.
Really quickly, Ethan, your stat was traditional TV, right?
Yeah.
Not things watched on a television, we should clarify for the listeners. So that was traditional right. TV. Oscar, you're talking about adult Gen Z folks, time spent on TikTok versus traditional TV.
The traditional TV, exactly.
As well. Mm-hmm. Okay, okay. Wow, so how many more minutes this year? 10 more minutes.
So this year it's 10 more, yeah. Where last year was the first time that, you know, TikTok overtook TV, and it was just 3 minutes. So the gap is widening.
Okay, that is a good one. That is a good one. And there was an interesting article from Caroline Mims Nice of The Atlantic, and the title was titled, "You're looking at TikTok all wrong. The app is basically just broadcast TV now." It does seem like people are treating social media more like televisions. The share of time spent on social media, where people are watching video, has gone from, I think it was about a third before the pandemic, to about two thirds now. And so it's interesting to see those two numbers, TV versus TikTok, stacked up against each other, because you could argue people are doing very different activities on those two platforms. But I don't think they are. They're watching stuff. And they're becoming much more similar.
And TikTok always struck me as an entertainment platform from day one. And it feels like a competitor to YouTube more than anything else. If you think about what people are doing and how they're spending their time and why they're spending their time, it's YouTube more than a competitor for Instagram, which is what we would normally say.
And, you know, I was thinking as well that when we look at just the 18 to 24 age group, almost 79% of them, almost 8 in 10 are using TikTok. So it's just ubiquitous. It's a huge platform for these Gen Zers. And as the young ones, which we are not counting, but they age into adulthood, they're bringing that behavior with them as well. So engagement could continue to go up and up.
Yeah. Very nice. All right. I've given it a 7.
Nice.
7 out of 10 for Oscar. So he's up on Ethan 7 to 4. Ethan's second dunk.
All right, I'll segue off the TikTok storyline by talking about time spent overall on TikTok, and we're going to compare it against the entire population versus comparing it against only its own users, because this is a useful way to break down how everyone everywhere is really spending their time with media versus just how some cohorts of the population are. The U.S. adult consumers will spend 18 minutes a day on TikTok this year. That's not a very big number. But among TikTok users, they will spend nearly an hour, right? So that's when you start to, and TikTok goes flying up the rankings among just among its own users. It's one of the most popular things that anyone does among active users of a thing. But when you compare it against the whole country, it's way behind YouTube. It's way behind Netflix. It's way behind Hulu. It's even behind Facebook. And, you know, people are sort of bailing on Facebook. So I thought there's almost nothing else. I don't think there's anything else that has a gap of that magnitude from 18 minutes a day among the whole population to, we're saying, 54 minutes a day just among users.
Yeah, it speaks to the reach, right? The user bases for the platforms you mentioned, Ethan, are so high. So that's where that difference comes into play.
Right. And whereas in the country at large, like so many people, I mean, obviously almost everyone looks at YouTube. Netflix has a massive audience. Hulu has a surprisingly big audience, and Facebook still does too. So considering so many people spend at least some time per day on all of those platforms, they have more time spent than TikTok does by a pretty significant margin. But everybody wants, you know, it's understandably, it's more interesting for some marketers to look just at what the users themselves are doing.
Mm-hmm. Ethan, where is it next year in terms of TikTok minutes? Are they still climbing pretty well or slowing down?
So they're climbing, but not by much. So this is another storyline in the report, is that among basically all platforms, including TikTok, things have settled in. It's pretty stable. The user bases are relatively stable now. Usage is relatively stable. It will tick up by a minute, maybe a minute and a half, Oscar, if you can remember.
Yeah.
And that is one of the highest numbers. There's very few, there's actually like no platforms that are going to increase by, you know, more than 2 minutes. But it's not shifting much anymore. Nothing really is.
Time on social networks maxing out. Time spent with social networks by social network users reaching its ceiling next year, capping out at 1 hour, 50 minutes, 1 hour and 50 minutes
ceiling
per day. Yes, yeah. I know. It's a lot. It's been growing a few minutes per year since 2020 after the pandemic. It gave it a 14 minutes per day bump. So it got quite a bump from that. And then it's been kind of slowly growing. But we think next year it's kind of capped out. You know what, Ethan? I'm going three. It wasn't as interesting as the first one. Yeah, it's not your best performance. Oscar.
I thought it was a cool one.
You don't even need to really do anything for it. You could lay it,
pass,
layup would
pass.
Do.
No.
Yeah, no. I know. Your marketing's doing a terrible job promoting our content here. Wait till I tell you how much time spent per day people spend listening to Marcus Johnson host podcasts.
Hopefully not much.
Coming in with the,
you don't want to know the ranking.
Coming in with the 720 slam here, breaking the rim. Let's go. So my second stat will be about Facebook, and specifically looking at the 65 and over, right? So the boomer cohort. So we have breakouts by age for four platforms. Okay, so it's Facebook, Snap, TikTok, and Instagram. So in looking at all of those this year, for only the 65 and over, they are spending nearly 80% of their time across those four on Facebook. So that's 8 and 10 minutes. So it speaks to the power of Facebook, especially if you're trying to reach as a marketer seniors. What was that number in 2019? 93%. So essentially anyone who was 65 and over and was using a social platform was likely only spending time on Facebook. It's dropping. It'll hit 75% of the time next year, but it really is all about Facebook still for seniors.
Mm-hmm. What does that drop say to you? Is that from 93% of all their time being on Facebook to now closer to 80%, you said, right?
Yeah, exactly. And I thought the drop would be faster. So I'm kind of, I would say it's more significant that it's not dropping anymore. And I think some of the time is going to TikTok a little bit. But what this is showing is that, you know, TikTok really is being driven by the under 35 crowd, maybe under 45 a little bit. But with seniors, not quite the case. And yeah, they're spending a bit more time also perhaps on Instagram, a couple of the more fringe socials, but it really is just a Facebook story for them, which I thought was interesting.
I'd imagine some of the senior most demographics are moving off of Facebook a little bit just in an effort to remain in contact with the younger cohorts that aren't there anymore. Mm-hmm. I mean, you see this trend a little bit where it's like it's become the kind of place where they're not able to stay in touch with younger family members because the younger family members aren't there. So you got to spend a little bit of time elsewhere if you want to maintain that connectivity.
Right. The reluctant shift. All right, Oscar, giving it a 4.
Tough crowd today.
Yeah. This is a bad dunk contest. Ethan, your third dunk, currently 4 points behind Oscar. So you could still win it somehow. Your third dunk.
You know, I'm going for the people's choice. These judges are compromised.
It's awful. It's just awful.
How much time per day does everyone everywhere spend with media, and how does that compare to the trend we had previously seen? So we're saying that it's going to be 12 hours and 39 minutes per day that the average U.S. adult, that the U.S. adult is going to spend with media daily. That's an enormous number. We've had big numbers like that before. But the interesting story is that we had for a while thought that in the post-pandemic environment, we would see some declines to that big, big top line because they had spiked so much in 2020 and 2021. We thought perhaps there were some degree of return to 2019 level normalcy would occur and that that number would tick down a little bit. And that just hasn't happened. In fact, she got more increases. So she's like, what, how could we spend more than 12 hours? Well, we are, you know, and so we're actually saying that it's going to go up. What do we got? Like six or seven more minutes at the top line this year, because our digital activities, that the amount of time we spend per day listening to whatever, watching whatever, is still going to increase even as some of our time with TV and traditional media declines. And that was a surprise. And we also found that of the 12 hours and 39 minutes per day that people spend with media, 11 hours and 45 minutes is actually with Behind the Numbers with Marcus Johnson.
Really?
It's wild.
Wow, seems low.
It's wild.
Yeah, it's disappointing, America.
While they sleep. Maybe.
I mean, they're listening to the same episodes over and over. It's shocking.
It's a very re-listenable show, Ethan.
It is.
A lot of people say they hit the back catalog just to binge the season again. Very good. So he's talking about with media, it's TV, print, radio,
everything.
Smartphones, computers, everything. And it's if you are watching TV whilst you're on your smartphone, it's an hour for each device. So that's how we count it. But there's still a lot of time, and you would have thought it would have hit its ceiling.
And Marcus, it's interesting. You're talking about second screening there, which I had a kind of an interesting stat on that. Second screening, or, you know, multitasking, digital multitasking. But, you know, we estimate about 84% of online individuals or our digital users are second screeners. And that really does continue to grow. You would think we would have hit some sort of peak there, but more people are doing, you know, using multiple devices at once. And so that's definitely helping with driving that time up.
Yeah. Really quick, Ethan, I mean, social media isn't going up. So where is that, those, you know, extra few minutes per day coming from?
That's a good question. And that is, of course, subscription OTT for the most part, the streaming wars, right? We are spending more and more and more time, whether we're paying for it or whether we're going to the free services or the ad-supported tiers now, more and more time actually in front of that big TV in our living room while we're sitting on the couch. So we've sort of come full circle. A little bit incremental time increases on mobile phones, but mostly it's a CTV story and via all those different ways that we're watching streaming services now.
Okay. Yeah, there was a really interesting stat, Ethan, you've got in your report, video beating TV. This year, American adults spending an hour more per day with digital video than TV. 3 years ago, TV accounted for 15 minutes more than digital video. And so those tables have turned, and now video beating TV by more than an hour per day. Okay, I've given it a very generous 6. So Oscar, a back jam will do it, mate, for your final
Let's
dunk.
Go.
Ethan's up by 2 points. So you need 3 to win.
I'm nailing it. Let's go with the last one for me.
We'll see.
Ethan talked a little bit about listening. And so that is what I'm going to talk about here, which is audio time. And the stat is that consumers spend over 1 in 5 minutes of their time, total time with media, 1 in 5, with audio. And that includes sort of traditional radio, linear radio, but digital audio, which has become the majority time there. So 1 in 5. Actually, it's a share that has been dropping. So since in 2010, so we're talking almost 15 years ago, audio made up 1 in 4 minutes. So it's actually not as high as it was as a share. But part of the reason is just, you know, where people listen to audio. I think it's become a little bit less of in the home or in the vehicle. I think other activities are being done in these places. But it's still kind of an underappreciated media type because it takes up a lot of time, even if a lot of it does happen kind of secondary in the background. But, you know, it's a reminder to marketers that people love audio.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I would add that Spotify is similar to TikTok in that it's one of those platforms that ranks in the middle of the pack among the whole population, but its users love it. Mm-hmm. So you're like 16 minutes a day among the whole population, but among users up to 51. And that's a TikTok style data point.
Mm-hmm. Yes, ad spending definitely hasn't caught up with how much time spent people spend with audio. It still lags far behind. So that is a good one.
And there's so much hype, you know, we always talk social media, video, even gaming, but audio, mm-hmm. and even on when we think about different devices, I mean, you can listen to audio on the CTV and there's more of that. Even social is shifting mm-hmm. to CTV as well. And in other connected places like the connected cars and things like this. So it'll continue to grow. I believe so.
What's the total amount of time per day?
So we're saying digital audio, 1 hour and 24 minutes per day, and radio, 1 hour and 18 minutes per day.
Okay, so combined, that's a lot more time than social media.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Yes, that's for sure the case. Yes.
Yeah. Very good. That gets a 5. That's all he needed, ladies and gentlemen. And so Oscar, 16 overall, Ethan, 13. It was more of a kind of an Al Horford versus Jaylen Brown situation.
Are you mailing me the prize or how am I getting this?
There's no prize.
Boo.
Ethan's full report on all of this is called US Time Spent with Media Forecast 2024. Pro Plus subscribers head to emarketer.com. Also, Oscar, you said there was another report on time spent coming out.
Yeah, another great report from Minda Smiley. She's covering teens and social media and covers the time spent, some of the data we were talking about earlier. So different platforms and demographic splits as well. So check that out.
Very good. Excellent. That's what we've got time for. Thank you so much, my guests. Thank you to Ethan.
I'd love to be able to say it was a pleasure, but I don't know. I have questions about these judges.
Okay, don't expect to see Ethan back on for a while. Thank you to Oscar.
Amazing. As the winner, I'm very pleased. Fun time, guys.
Better. Thanks to Victoria, who edits the show, Stuart, who runs the team, and Sophie, who does our social media. And thanks to everyone for listening in. We hope to see you tomorrow for the Behind the Numbers Weekly Listen, an eMarketer video podcast made possible by Walmart Connect.